An impolitic statement may cost a state politician his chance at higher office. Earlier this week, the Associated Press reported that William Callahan, a three-term Michigan state lawmaker seeking the Democratic nomination for Congress, said he would be a better choice to represent the heavily Catholic 12th Congressional District because the incumbent, Sander Levin, is Jewish. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports on the outcry that's followed.
As Callahan sees it, the redrawn 12th District, the white ethnic suburbs north of Detroit, is one punctuated by Catholic church steeples, not synagogues. The AP quoted Callahan as saying about Congressman Levin, "Geez, the guy doesn't even have a Christmas tree. How could he represent me?" Yesterday, a chastened Callahan said he was simply making a point about the changing demographics of the district and said the AP's account took his remarks grossly out of context.
When I picked up the article and was advised of it, I was mortified. Never intended, never to offend anyone, and there was no malice. I was trying to be clinical about it, but if the press can make you and break you like that, maybe I don't want to be part of it anyway.
For his part, Levin declined to comment for this story. He really didn't have to. Officials, ranging from union members to the Macomb County Sheriff and Prosecutor, quickly blasted Callahan's reported comments as mean-spirited, divisive, and demagogic. That hasn't always been alien to voters in Macomb County, where bombastic language and tough conservative stands have won public office for many candidates. But this was different. Longtime Macomb County resident Bonnie Van Gelder says Callahan's remarks crossed far over the line.
Because it's absolutely insane. I mean, to think that religion plays a part in anything. That's a personal matter. It has nothing to do with society. He's an idiot.
Fellow resident Lorraine Sorinsky says religion has always played a central role for her during four decades of living in Macomb County. But not, she says, at the ballot box.
I think it's discrimination. I think Levin is a wonderful person, and he deserves to be in there. I don't care if he's Jewish or what he is. What difference does that make? I'm not Jewish. I'm Italian. But so what?
Callahan's strong support for gun rights and opposition to abortion has helped him win three terms in the state legislature. But an informal survey of the district found no one willing to defend his latest comments.
It's the stupidest thing that he could ever have said. I would say that this is nearly kills his political career.
Michigan pollster Ed Sarpolis grew up in Macomb County, an area the latest U.S. Census data finds is the most segregated area of the country. Sarpolis says Macomb County politics have often centered on racial issues, but rarely on religion.
Macomb County has been a hotbed of racial politics for years, from the Detroit flight of white Democrats in the late 60s and the early 70s, but there's never really been any talk about anti-Jewish sentiment at all for a number of years. So this was quite a surprise coming out of Mr. Callahan's mouth.
Sarpolis, like many other analysts, believes Callahan had little chance of defeating the much better known Levin in any event. But with his comments this week so extreme that they almost seem immune from political damage control, there are those who fear that Callahan's candidacy doesn't have a prayer. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.